It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, as I said a moment ago, Russell Brand, without further ado, here we go.
WHO explaining how they're going to help you.
We want to end this emergency in every country, so we need to strengthen the systems in countries around surveillance.
Oh, surveillance. Well, that's interesting. You're going to help us by watching us.
So that any individual, if they are infected with whatever they have, flu, RSV, COVID.
Oh, not just COVID now. Anything at all. Headache, life itself. All things are a disease, and therefore all things should be surveilled. The World Health Organization, WHO, has released the latest zero draft of its International Pandemic Treaty, which will give the unelected Global Health Agency new sweeping surveillance powers if passed. Unlike the lawmaking process in most democratic nations where elected officials implement national law, this WHO process allows a small number of global representatives, often unelected diplomats, to impose international laws on all of the WHO's member states. I'll just remind you, these are unelected bodies, centrally determined policies, implemented without democracy, funded by, yes, your taxes, countries like the United States, my country, the UK, all sorts of countries, Germany, the biggest donor. But the second biggest donor, as I'm sure you know by now, is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Unless you believe that Bill Gates' huge donations to the WHO do not amount to influence, then you have to accept that what the WHO means is that Bill Gates has the ability to create international law. Laws that affect everybody.
Stay free.
There you go. Not far off of what we've been talking about again now for 3 years. And I hope that a lot of you, even that maybe were somewhat skeptical of some of the things that we were talking about on air, myself, you know, way back in the day, Dan, Andy, myself, numerous guests that we've had on, Dr. Kelly Victory, Steve House, she'll be with us, by the way, tomorrow. And I'm going to get into some of this with her tomorrow as well. I mean, the reality is we've been talking about a lot of these things through that entire time. And not bragging, but maybe a little, we haven't been wrong yet. I'll say that again. We have not been wrong yet. I say we because I didn't gain all of this knowledge about what was going on in COVID from just my own research studies, reading, and so on. No, I had a lot of help from folks like Steve House, Dr. Kelly, Andy, others. I mean, there's a lot of folks that came to the table that I listened to, did a lot of research on, and I'll be the first to admit we had some wackadoodles that came along as well. We had a guy one day that I was interviewing, and we're rolling along, and we're talking about all things COVID. And I'm like, yep, this guy's on the right page, and we're moving along, and all of a sudden he gets to the nanobot 5G thing, and I'm like, oh boy, we just derailed. This guy's really good up until then. It's like, okay, well, I got to get this thing closed out. I should have probably marked that interview way back when and replayed some of that because that guy was an absolute whack job. But he was right on everything else. So even a blind squirrel can find the nut occasionally. Or the, you know, a broken clock is right, what, twice a day? So reality is, for the most part, we had a few wackadoodles, but I, to our credit, we filtered out a lot of what I consider to be the wackadoodle dudes, and we didn't interview them. We didn't have them on air, and we really stuck to our guns on the folks that really had their facts right. And to our credit, they did. I'm going to brag. I don't know of another show in this entire area that talked as much about COVID and were as right about COVID and all the nonsense going on with it as much as we were. We literally talked about it day and night and dedicated almost one show a week to it, if not more. You know, I could tell you probably more than 3 hours a week easily every single week all the way through COVID. And I can remember ranting and raving when it was just Charlie and I here inside this entire, you know, floor by ourselves here at Crawford Broadcasting because COVID, everybody stayed home. You get it. But Charlie and I kept coming in anyways. And I ranted and raved about how we were doing things the wrong way. We were killing businesses. We were killing the economy. We were doing everything backwards. There was no rhyme or reason for what we were doing. The data didn't support it. The numbers were off. They were faking numbers. I mean, we had liberal coroners from Grand County coming out saying, I had someone shot with a gun. He died of a bullet wound, but he was labeled a COVID death. And she was complaining about it as a lefty. And she wasn't the only one. And we were giving out that information day after day after day after day. 3 straight years we've done that. And all I'm going to say is, Brad from Lakewood, you had me read or listen to that book, The Fourth Reich, and all I can tell you is it verified every single thing we talked about. And the only thing I'm going to apologize for, and yes, I am deeply sorry for this, we didn't talk about it enough. We didn't rant and rave enough. There were people literally being murdered in hospitals because of evil doctors and dictators that literally would not prescribe to them the medicines that they knew would cure them, and they literally murdered them. And they should be on trial today as far as I'm concerned. We instead have the shaman of QAnon 4 years in prison because of what he did at the Capitol, which, by the way, looking at the video that Tucker has released, wasn't much. Did I agree with what he did? No. But we put that guy in prison for 4 years, and we've got doctors that literally murdered people running free today. What is wrong with that picture? If that doesn't tell you how screwed up things are, I don't know what to tell you. If that doesn't tell you we need a big change in the next election, I don't know what to say. And those of you that are Christians that voted for Democrats that have us here and actually went along with a lot of the COVID crap, including you churches out there that shut down and wouldn't stay open and wouldn't defy the orders, shame on you. You're the problem as well. You should have never closed your doors because of a government order, period. Some didn't, but a lot did. Shame on you, by the way, for doing that. And I don't care what parishioners or deacon board members or whoever you had in your church saying you should close. They were morons and idiots. And they were wrong. And by the way, you guys as churches, you're paying the price for that today. Because you've never come back to pre-COVID levels. And I have to ask myself, really don't have to ask myself. I can tell you why. Because you didn't do it the right way. You screwed up. And we were telling you that all the way through COVID, by the way. But you didn't listen because you thought they were right and somebody like me was wrong. Guess what? I wasn't. They were. They were leading you down the wrong path, the path of destruction, by the way. That's what they were leading you down, and a lot of you bought into it. Shame on you. The whole mask thing was a joke, a farce. The closing of businesses, social distancing, all of that. One big, huge farce. The hospitals did more killing than COVID did, by the way. I'll be right back. All right, took a breath. We're going to finish out the day on a good note. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it very much. Remember, the National Crawford Roundtable is next. We talk a lot about the J6 videos and things that are coming out from Tucker Carlson as well. And then on top of that, don't forget, Dr. Kelly Victory will be with me. I talked to her earlier today. She'll be with me in the first hour tomorrow. And I'm going to kind of continue on with what I just talked about a moment ago, because frankly, a lot more happened than what people even are knowing about today. And we've got to continue to get that word out, which we'll do tomorrow. So have a great night. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.